Hello, and welcome to our bonus episode on the new moon in Sagittarius. So let's crack into it. First off, what is Sagittarius? Sagittarius is one of the fire signs, but it's like the earthy fire sign, so they will actually think things through, which I think is amazing. Considering with Leo and Aries, we often see a lot of hot-headedness. We see a lot of going for it and not really thinking things through and just kind of acting on impulse. Sure, Sagittarius is a risk taker. We know that. They're a fire sign still, but they're more likely to do a calculated risk. So let's see. Sagittarius is the one who is really adventurous. They're always up for a new travel adventure. But at the same time, they're kind of like their next, you know, in the cycle of the astrology wheel, we have Capricorn up next. And it's almost like Sagittarius has taken on a lot of Capricorn traits because they want to plan out their next travel adventure. They want to learn things all the time. They want to have, of course, the fresh start attitude of a fire sign, but they're going to make sure they have their ducks in a row before they go ahead and do it. So with Sagittarius, and we are, you know, just now getting into Sagittarius season with Sagittarius starting. Oh, actually tomorrow. My bad. So I got my days mixed up. So we are very, very new in that Sagittarius energy. We just got out of Scorpio season. So you might still be feeling some of that water sign energy of emotion. So this is going to be a really emotional new moon. So during this, we're going to be more optimistic. We're going to feel the optimism and all of this energy of, oh, the water sign energy is behind us. We're less in our emotions and we're more like ready to go, ready to rumble kind of thing. So this is truly a manifesting new moon. If you have a manifestation practice or you want to start one, this is the new moon to do it. And not just because new moons are the time of new beginnings, but also because we are right at the beginning of Sagittarius season. We are at the beginning of so many different things. And of course, the beginning of the holiday season of, if you are in the United States and celebrating Thanksgiving, that is tomorrow or on Thursday. If you are in the United States and Thanksgiving is on Thursday, then you know that Christmas and all of the December holidays are close following. So this is really going to be an emotional and fast-moving new moon, period. So we, on the plus side with Sagittarius, they are generally really lucky. So again, this is the manifestation new moon. This is the one where you want to be doing your manifestation practice and writing down your wishes on bay leaves and burning them and start maybe even cleansing your house to usher in the newness and cleanse the house so that way you are ready to go. And also, like, if you're like me and you know you're going to be hosting stuff over the next few months because of holidays, and then my birthday is in January, and then my child's birthday is in February, so this is just going to be a really busy few months for me personally. So what I would do for this is I'm going to be cleansing my home with a little bit of Palo Santo, make sure the vibes feel right for when I have people come over. However, also keep that Palo Santo on hand, because if you are like me and you're going to be having a lot of people in your space, it wouldn't hurt to do a cleansing every so often over the holiday season because of all that foot traffic. But that is an episode for another week. So back to the new moon in Sagittarius, we know that Sagittarius is the adventurous friend. They know that we know that they are the fire sign that acts like the earth sign. We know that they are lucky and that they generally have everything work out for them. And that's partially because Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter in the astrology world, if you remember from the episode that nobody asked for, where I did a dive into what each of the planets are, you know that Jupiter is how you deal with your luck and how you act when everything is going well. So right now, Jupiter is currently in Pisces. So we still have some of that water sign energy. We're not escaping that water sign energy. So again, it's going to be an emotional new moon. It's also going to be a time of the arts. It's going to be the time of discovering new music to listen to. And also, it wouldn't hurt to start to look at some dreams that you may have given up on, and now you're ready to tackle them because you are in the correct mindset of, yeah, fire sign energy, we're going to go for it. And I think this leads us nicely into our full moon journal prompts. So let's crack into it. First off, what adventure should I be planning? One, we're getting towards the beginning of 2023. So I always think we should be planning adventures for the following year because it never hurts to have something to look forward to, in my opinion. What adventure should I be planning during this new moon? It really stems from the Sagittarius urge to go on adventure and to travel. And then that way we know that there's something going on that we can't wait to do. Next up for our new moon journal prompts is, how can I find the bright side of my current situation? How can I find the bright side of my current situation? Like I said, Jupiter's currently in Pisces. So with all of that dreamy Pisces nature, we know that Pisces are generally the ones that are the deep, deep dreamers. They have these really vivid dreams. And if we are thinking in our Pisces mindset of, oh, well, this may be going bad, but we can flip the mindset around and to have it actually be a really cool thing. We can embrace that Pisces energy of feeling those deep, deep emotions and really just look for a new way to do things. Sagittarius is our planner of the fire signs, but they are also the ones who want to go for it and try anyway. They really want to have that feeling of optimism. We're playing into that feeling of optimism right now. We're playing into that feeling of Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, the lucky planet. We are playing into this mindset of, yeah, this sucks, but we can move forward. And lastly, we have, what risk am I ready to take during this lunar cycle? And again, we're talking about Sagittarius, so I want it to be a calculated risk. But of course, we are still doing the risk. We're a fire sign. We're acting on it. So what risks are you ready to take during this lunar cycle? Think about it for a little bit. Are you going to truly embody Sagittarius and maybe have some back to school kind of plans and completing a degree that maybe you never got around to? Maybe thinking of a new educational opportunity. Are you thinking of taking the risk of selling your house in this insane housing market? Are you thinking of taking the risk of finding a new job right now and starting the new year in a new place? Realistically, the possibilities here are endless. But again, I really want you to think this through because Sagittarius nature is to have a plan going forward, but to take the leap of faith and act on it, even if you're a little bit scared. And if you're looking for the episode on that, that episode released on Friday, talking about how change can be scary, but we should go for it anyway, and giving some tips on how to combat it. So I hope all of you have a lovely new moon in Sagittarius. And of course, a happy Thanksgiving if that is something you celebrate. As I said in the changes episode, Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday here in the United States. So if you are traveling, please drive safely, get there safely, don't drink and drive, wear your seatbelt, have a great time, eat a lot of turkey for me. And I will talk to you guys, I guess, on Friday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.